atomic age was born. Here, in fact, is the answer to a dream as old as man himself. A giant of limitless power at man's command. And where was it science found that giant? In the atom, a particle so infinitely small that it takes over 100 billion atoms to make up the head of a pin.
The promise of atomic energy from a 1952 information film, A is for Atom. We have nuclear energy, of course, from splitting apart atoms or nuclear fission. But many would like to make energy from fusion. The general idea is to trap light elements like hydrogen inside a magnetic field, add heat and pressure until they form a plasma, and keep everything there until some of their nuclei fuse and some of the mass converts into energy. This is the goal of several giant projects, chief among them ITER, being built in France at a cost of billions of dollars. But there are some smaller fish in the big fusion pond. Several startups are also trying to get fusion going. Nature's Mitch Waldrop has profiled a few of them, and he joins me on the line from Washington, D.C. Mitch, ITER and other large fusion projects expect to take decades to work and cost billions. So what makes these smaller outfits think they can succeed any faster?
Well, for one thing, these are not massive international projects with a lot of government bureaucracy and checks and balances and international negotiations on everything. Well, one of the problems with ITER isn't the technology so much, though that has been a challenge. It's been the management, which is very divided and chaotic. As to why the startups think they can do it more cheaply, well, they're doing simpler reactors. Now, in the past, these kind of designs have not had the ability to confine the plasma for as long or to get the densities or temperatures that the tokamaks can. A tokamak is a type of donut-shaped device that traps the plasma inside magnetic fields. The proponents, the advocates, the upstarts, as we call them in the story, think that they can see ways to obtain the kind of densities and pressures and temperatures you would need in order to get sustained fusion.
There are some people developing different shaped reactors. So when you say tokamak, you're talking about this donut-shaped reactor.
Right. It is a particular type of donut-shaped reactor that uses a complex set of coils winding around it. And the modern ones, that they're superconducting coils. And it uses those coils to shape the magnetic field that confines the plasma inside the donut. One of the alternatives being proposed is the Tri-Alpha reactor. The best way to describe it is like two cannons pointing barrel to barrel that are designed to fire a smoke ring shaped plasmoid, a small knot of plasma. And they fire these things at each other. And when they meet in the middle, they form a larger plasma ring that the Tri-Alpha hopes to be able to sustain indefinitely, and just keep that thing spinning indefinitely while the fusion proceeds inside it.
So these private projects are also using different types of fuel, aren't they? Replacing the very radioactive deuterium-tritium fuel for something easier to handle. And the folks behind Tri-Alpha are using a boron isotope that produces non-radioactive helium nuclei, or alpha particles, hence the company name. I mean, this is ambitious technology. Who's supporting them and whose cash is this?
Tri-Alpha and also another company called General Fusion up in Vancouver are getting a lot of money from philanthropists. In the case of Tri-Alpha, that includes Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, a multi-billionaire. They're also getting, though, venture capital. There is a huge interest in the investment community and new forms of power that would be carbon-free, as fusion would be. That's one of the big attractions. But also could provide what's called baseline power. That is power that will run regardless of whether it's sunny or rainy outside or whether or not the wind is blowing.
As the reporter on this feature, what's your view? I mean, do you think they'll ever get there, these companies, and how long will it be before they do?
Well, some of them are talking about having a at least a prototype power reactor in less than a decade, which is considering that the mainstream approach represented by ITER are talking about 30 to 50 years. Less than a decade is pretty quick. But, you know, they got to get the designs off the paper and into an actual working demonstration prototype.
On man's wisdom, on his firmness in the use of that power, depends now the future of his children and his children's children in the new world of the atomic age.
With thanks to Mitch Waldrop, whose feature you can read for free at nature.com/news.